Hello everyone and welcome back to Easy Natural English with Liam. As usual, I'll be speaking to you in everyday English about everyday topics in a way that's hopefully more natural and interesting than textbook CDs or any other kind of learning material like that, but a bit easier than movies and TV shows. So today, I've got my computer here because I thought it might be interesting to have a look at the top 10 questions that people have asked Google this year. And these results come from around the world. If you want to see these kind of things, you can easily Google search. So that's what I did. I couldn't think of any other topics today. So as usual, yeah, please comment with any topics that you want me to talk about because recently, yeah, it's been a bit hard for me to think of things to talk to you about. So today, yeah, I thought I'd have a look at these. So the first one, let's go from number 10 up to number 1. So number 10, the 10th most searched thing in the world for 2020 on Google. The question was, when is Father's Day? So perhaps you have this in your country too. I think most countries have a Father's Day. If your country doesn't, then yeah, please comment, because from what I know of, most countries have a Father's Day and they also have a Mother's Day. And if you know this holiday, then you'll know Father's Day is when we sort of thank our father or celebrate our father or something. And usually you might give your dad a present or just a card, or perhaps you'll take them for lunch or spend time with them, do something nice with them. At least this is what we do with Father's Day in the UK. I've been living overseas for a long time, so if it's my dad's birthday or if it's Father's Day or Christmas, I usually just send my dad something from Amazon or something, you know, because now I live in Japan. If I send something all the way to the UK, it costs a lot in postage. It costs a lot to send it. But if I use Amazon or some kind of online shop in the UK, then it's much cheaper for me to send him a present. So that's usually what I do. So anyway, yeah, this question, when is Father's Day? And I think it can be different in different countries. I forgot what it is in the UK. Question number 9, the 9th most asked question for this year. How many weeks in a year? Is it 52? I've forgotten myself now. I've forgotten how many it is. We have 12 months. I think it's like 52. So anyway, that's the 9th most asked question. I'm not surprised because it's easy to forget. I've forgotten. Correct me if I'm wrong. Number 8, this is quite a funny question. Question number 8 is, where am I? Where am I? I guess it's people who don't know how to use the Google Map function or something. Perhaps this is people who are not very good at using technology. I don't know. I don't know why people are typing into Google, where am I? This could be results by audio as well. You know, when people kind of talk to their phone, maybe it's people just asking their phone, like, where am I? Sort of bring up the thing, but either way, it's quite a funny question. If I'm lost, I just open the Google Map app on my phone and then I look where I am. I don't usually ask Google where I am. I don't know, how about you? But anyway, question number 8, the 8th most asked question of this year from around the world on Google was, where am I? It's a funny question. Number 7, how to delete Instagram account. So how to delete my Instagram account? Very good question, because it's easy to waste a lot of time on Google, on Instagram. I know I do. I should probably delete mine, but I have a lot of friends living in different countries, so I like to see what they're doing. But yeah, I definitely waste too much time on Instagram looking at cats or looking at funny things, when yeah, I probably should just be studying more Japanese. I do follow some Japanese Instagram accounts, so I can, and I usually read those, so it's a bit of study, but most of the time I'm just watching funny things or cats or something. Okay. Or yeah, just having a look at my friend's pictures of food or something that really doesn't matter. Question number six, the sixth most asked question is how many ounces in a cup? So if you're from somewhere that doesn't use the imperial measuring system, most countries in the world use the metric system. So the question in like for metric system using people would probably be how many grams in a cup? But this one is how many ounces. So it must be people from America and maybe some people from the UK. Because it's very confusing in the UK. People use the metric system, so grams, kilograms, meters, but they also use the imperial system, so pounds and feet and inches and miles. So yeah, it's very confusing. So this question number six, how many ounces in a cup? This question, is a little bit, well, it doesn't make sense to be honest, because, you know, a cup, you know, there is an official size for a cup when you're measuring, to make cakes and things like that. But it's going to depend, is it a cup of flour? Is it a cup of water? Is it a cup of butter? It's all going to have, a different weight. So asking Google how many ounces in a cup doesn't make any sense. If you ask Google maybe how many, ounces in a cup of wheat flour or something, perhaps it could answer the question a bit more accurately. But yeah, I guess some people don't really know how like physics work. I don't know. Anyway, question number five. So the fifth most asked question on Google in 2020 is how to screenshot on Mac. So how to screenshot on an Apple Mac, on an Apple computer. This question, I can relate to this. This makes a lot of sense to me because I'm a Windows user. And when I use my wife's Mac, I never know how to do anything. I've been using Windows for a long time, so I know all the screen, all the shortcuts, you know, Control Z, Control C, whatever. I know all these shortcuts. And you know, print screen is easy. There's even a button that says print screen on there, but yeah, using Macs is quite confusing if you're not used to it. Soon I want to switch to a Mac because recently I've finally been convinced that they're very good, but yeah, at the moment I'm still a Windows user. So when I get a Mac, I will probably be Google searching questions like that, how to do this on a Mac, how to do that on a Mac. I'll probably be needing that. So question number four, what time is it? So the fourth most searched thing in the world, the fourth most searched question, sorry, not thing, question. The fourth most searched question on Google in 2020 was what time is it? That's a funny question to ask Google. I mean, I guess these people searching didn't have a clock nearby, or they didn't know exactly what the time was. Perhaps they wanted to set a clock or something. But I guess if you ask Google what time is it, it's going to give you your local time. So I guess that question makes sense. But usually when I want the exact time, if I'm, for example, I'm in Japan at the moment, I'll search time Japan and then I'll click, or like time London, click, and I'll search the time. But yeah, I guess if you just ask what time is it, it will give you a local time, so perhaps it's not too crazy of a question. So number three, the third most asked question, we're getting very close to first most asked question now. I think you might be surprised. If you have any guesses, maybe you can comment before you watch the rest of the video. Yeah, I think you'll be a bit surprised. It's a very specific question. But question number three, what is my IP? Some of you might not know what an IP is. To be honest, I didn't really know what an IP was until I started studying Japanese, because an IP, actually I did know a bit before that. So IP is like the address of your internet. I don't fully understand, I'm not so good with technology, but IP is like a series of numbers that sort of tells your, where your computer is located. So you'll have an IP address depending on like where you're using the internet from. I said I found out when I started learning Japanese because I used some software to change my IP address. So there is software you can use to kind of trick your computer into thinking you're in a different country. This is legal in some countries, illegal in some other countries. In Japan, it's okay. I was doing it when I lived in Spain. So I used this software to change my IP address to a Japanese IP address. So then when I was living in Spain and I opened this software, my computer now thinks it's in Japan. And then I could open Netflix and I could watch the Japanese content on Netflix. Or if there are radio stations or something that you can only listen to in Japan, there were some functions on NHK, which is Japan's version of like BBC, like the kind of government TV channel, radio show and stuff. So I used that IP to be able to access Japanese content so I could listen to Japanese radio, watch Japanese TV shows and learn some Japanese. So if you're in a country where you can't get much access to English material, like English TV shows or something, perhaps you might want to try changing your IP address. And then if you open your Netflix account or whatever you're using, then you can, sort of access that American content or British content or something. So it's pretty useful for studying languages. But third most asked question, what is my IP? I don't know why people want to know what their IP is. I'm not sure what they're doing. I've never needed to actually know what mine is, so I don't know. But that's the third most asked question. Second most asked question is what to watch. That's not a surprising question. I'm sure we all sort of feel like that. You get home from work, you're ready to relax. Perhaps you open a beer, perhaps you make a cup of tea, or perhaps you finish eating dinner. And you think, okay, I want to watch something funny, or I want to watch something scary, or I want to watch something exciting. Perhaps you open up Netflix, or you open up Amazon Prime, or Hulu, or one of these other streaming websites, or even perhaps you turn on the TV, and you have no idea what to watch. So I'm not surprised that people are asking that question, what to watch. I often do that, but I'm more specific usually. Just asking what to watch is a bit too vague. It's not very, it's not very specific. Vague means kind of unclear, too open. So I would probably ask like, I'm studying Japanese at the moment, so I'm always trying to watch TV in Japanese. So I'll ask like best Japanese drama 2020 or something like that and see what to watch. But second most asked question, what to watch. And I'm not too surprised by that. So first question now. So this is the first most asked question, apparently, on Google in 2020. And there's 7.50 million people have asked this question. I don't know if this is actually all year, or I guess that's all year up till now. I'm not really sure, to be honest. I should have checked where this data is really coming from and what this data really means, but this is not a scientific video or any kind of sociological, statistical type video. This is just for learning English. So I don't know how legitimate or how accurate these results are. But apparently the first most asked question is how to vote India. So, usually on Google, people just type shorthand. So it just says how to vote India. It should be how to vote in India if we were being grammatically correct, but when we Google search, we just kind of type quickly. But the first most searched thing in English is how to vote India. So I don't know actually if India had an election this year. I'm guessing they did. Sorry to anyone who's in India, I don't know too much about Indian politics, but I guess a lot of people in India wanted to know how to vote. which is very important. I hope you all know how to vote in your country. You know, perhaps you'll see there's an American election coming soon, and that's a very important one for the whole world because, you know, the USA has a big impact on everybody. So it's very important that everybody knows how to vote, especially young people, because if you look in almost any country, I think probably every country, young people usually don't vote. And of course, it's very important because young people are the ones who are going to be alive for longer, you know, so whoever, you know, you have prime minister, president now, the things they change are going to last for a long time. So it's very important that young people vote. So if you're a young person and you are not registered to vote, please register to vote. Whatever country you live in, it's very important that you get out and vote. Yeah, we all need to voice our opinion. So anyway, that's the 10 most asked questions on Google of 2020. It's a bit of a different video today. If you like this kind of video, let me know. Comment in the comment section or send me a message. Thank you all very much for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment on YouTube, follow and review the podcast, and I will see you all back here next time.